Fence post.
What would you call a fence or wall made of loose stone or rock you might remove from a field?
Field stone, I would think.
If you wanted to make a hen start laying, what do you put in her nest to fool her?
Glass egg.
Would you refer to this by any other name?
China egg. Nest egg.
If you have a nice tea set, you would say it's made out of...
A what?
A tea set. With maybe
China? Cut glass?
What's it? Was an egg, you know, was a China, would a China egg actually be made out of China? Or?
No, imitation of it.
What would you use to carry water in?
Bucket. Jug.
Yeah. Would it be made of wood or metal?
Either.
What would you carry milk in?
Milk pail.
Would you call it something else if that bucket type container is made of tin or galvanized metal or plastic?
It would be a milk pail. It would be galvanized pretty heavily.
What kind of container would you use to carry food to pigs?
A slop bucket.
What would you use to throw waste food from the kitchen into?
Slop can.
What kind of bucket might you keep? Let's see, what would you fry eggs in?
Frying pan.
What would it be made of?
Steel mostly, either cast iron.
Let's see, have you ever seen one with legs in an old fireplace?
Yes, I have seen a skillet with legs on it.
What about something big and black that you had out, let's see, in a backyard that you might use for heating up water or boiling clothes?
Wash pot.
Are there other names you might refer to this
by? Wash kettle.
What would you call the container that you plant some sort of flowers in and keep in your house?
Flower pot.
What would you call the containers in which you put cut flowers?
Vase.
What are the eating utensils that you set at each plate when you're setting the table for supper?
Knife, fork, spoon, plate.
If you served steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put steak.
Steak knife.
If the dishes are dirty and you say it's almost supper time, before we can have supper, we have to have some clean dishes. I must wet the dishes.
Wash the dishes.
After she washes the dishes, then she
dries them, rinses them, dries them.
What would you call the cloth rag you use in washing dishes?
Washcloth. Dish rag.
What do you call the cloth or rag you use in drying dishes?
Dish rag, I suppose.
What do you call the small square of terry cloth that you use to bathe your face?
Washcloth.
After bathing, what do you use to dry yourself off with?
Towel.
What do you turn on at the water pipe of the kitchen
sink? Spigot.
What terms would you use for other things like that out in the yard?